And good evening, it's Liz here. I'm with Bishop Paul Dempsey. Good evening, Bishop Paul. How are you?
Lovely to be with you and to see you again, Liz, and to be with your listeners as well. Yeah.
Thank you, Bishop Paul. And Bishop Paul, you've just celebrated a beautiful votive mass there of the Sacred Heart. It was absolutely beautiful. And you shared with us your memories of the Sacred Heart. Would you like to share with us?
Yeah, sure, Liz. I was saying as this special journey of Novena for Masses to the Sacred Heart, culminating on the 22nd of June in Knock, I was kind of, I suppose, thinking and reflecting myself, Liz, on growing up as a young child. My mother, God rest her, she's gone home to the Lord many years now, but the Sacred Heart formed kind of part of the natural fabric of my everyday life at home. And I'm sure some of your listeners will identify with that too, Liz. You know, we had the Sacred Heart picture in our house with the little red lamp in front of it. My mother had a great saying that, you know, she'd hear something or something would happen and she'd say, "Oh, Sacred Heart," you know. And we used to hear this as a child. You know, it was just kind of a part of my life. Never really thought about it too much, I suppose, growing up. But then, you know, in later years, I thought about it. And I suppose the beautiful devotion of the Sacred Heart, it's a very beautiful thing in the sense that it's inviting us into, I suppose, reflecting upon the love of Jesus for each one of us. Mm-hmm. You know, the heart obviously is the symbol of love. So the devotion to the Sacred Heart is tuning us into the love of Jesus Christ. And I was so delighted to see Pope Francis, God rest him now, Lord have mercy on him, you know, producing his encyclical Dilexit Nos. He loved us. And again, he was tuning into this love of the Sacred Heart today that we all need personally in our own lives, but our world needs as well. We only have to look at the world today. Unfortunately, we have so many wars, destruction, strife, but also maybe the disrespect for the dignity of human life and so on. And, you know, the world needs that love of Christ today. Mm-hmm. And I think he was inviting us into that through his encyclical. But it's not just a private kind of a devotion either, just for ourselves. There's a missionary sense in it. Mm-hmm. You know, once as we encounter that love of Christ in our own lives, we're challenged and invited to go out then and to share that with our brothers and sisters. And again, Pope Francis was very strong on that in his encyclical. So, and that's a challenge for me too. How am I reflecting the love of Christ on my own journey, my own faith journey? And I think that's something I'm reflecting on at the moment and over these weeks as we reflect upon the Sacred Heart leading up to the 22nd of June, please God, in Knock.
And I really liked your homily there as well, Bishop Paul, especially where you said that what the Holy Father, the late Holy Father, was getting at was not like restructuring or reorganization, but it was evangelization. I thought that was so apt for today.
Yeah, I think we can all fall into that trap, Liz, you know, in our diocese and in our parishes, mm-hmm. because obviously we know things are changing today. Now, I have great hope. I must say I'm not that long in Dublin. I'm only a few months serving in Dublin as an auxiliary bishop. But, you know, as I go around to the parishes, I'm meeting great people, great priests who are so committed to the faith and to their parishes and to service. And I see great kind of signs of hope, great seeds of hope happening all around the place. And it's very appropriate, I suppose, in this year of hope, as pilgrims of hope, as the Pope has called us. But yeah, it shouldn't just be about restructuring parishes or restructuring dioceses. You know, that's not what the church is about. Now, we do have to do some of that, mm-hmm. obviously, mm-hmm. but it shouldn't be our sole focus. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's a far more important focus, and that is evangelization. It's about spreading the gospel in the world today and sharing that gospel message. And the restructuring will look after itself after that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think it's important, as the Pope reminds us in the encyclical, to have our focus, our priorities right. Mm-hmm. And number one is evangelization. That was very close to his own heart.
Amen, amen. And Bishop Paul, you're no stranger to Radio Maria. I know you've blessed us with a number of interviews there. What are your thoughts of Radio Maria here in Ireland?
Well, look at I've been involved a little bit in communications myself, Liz, over the years. I worked in local radio myself when I was in Kildare. I worked for KFM for 5 or 6 years as a priest, had a programme there on a Sunday morning. I also worked in print media as well. I really believe in media. I think we were talking there a few moments ago about evangelisation. I think it's a great tool for evangelisation. It enables us, gives us the possibilities of reaching out to people who maybe we would never be able to reach out to. And Radio Maria is part of that mission. mission of evangelization. I know it's a challenging ministry and sometimes it's not easy. And I remember myself when I was involved in media, we say, God, is there anybody listening to this or whatever? But you never know, because the Spirit is alive, you know, and it really comes down to the Spirit in the end of the day. All we can do is do our little bit, sow the seeds and let the Spirit do the rest. And Radio Maria is doing a great job on that. So as I say, as we speak here today, who knows who's listening, who might pick up a message. And sometimes you just, as I say, you just never know, because the Spirit works in extraordinary ways. So, you know, to thank all in Radio Maria for all of the work and the effort that goes in, because there is a lot of work. You know, sometimes when you hear a broadcast, you know, it just happens, but there's a lot of work in the background that has to go into that. So to thank the generosity of those who participate and work so hard in the background in Radio Maria, it's really appreciated. And keep at it, because as I say, the Holy Spirit is working through you in a very special way. And you're to be congratulated on that, and wish you every blessing in the ministry of evangelization that you're involved with.
Thank you so much, Bishop Paul, and thank you for such kind words and a great endorsement. Would you give our listeners a blessing?
Sure, as we reflect upon the love of Christ in the Sacred Heart this evening, as we begin these novena of Masses over the next 9 weeks. We're conscious of those who may be listening in this evening, asking the Lord to be with each one of you. There's all sorts of different things going on for different people. Hopefully there are good things happening for our listeners this evening, and we thank God for that. Or there may be people listening in this evening that maybe are struggling with something. Maybe there is a worry or a trouble, or someone they're thinking about, or someone they're concerned about in their family. All sorts of different things going on for different people. But as we were reflecting this evening, you're not alone in that. The Lord walks with you in that cross that you may be carrying this evening. But we just pray that the love of Jesus in his Sacred Heart would reach out to you in a special way and touch your heart with that love, and give you the encouragement and love and peace that you need at this time to carry that cross, whatever it may be. And we just pray this very special blessing upon each one of us and upon our families, our friends and our loved ones, wherever they are. We pray this blessing, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So God bless, Liz, and God bless your listeners.
God bless. Thank you very much.